friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we have made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial, or WWDBAM.com for internet listening, or you can download the WWDBAM app on your mobile device for easy access. As always, we want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. This is a special broadcast today. This is our New Year's Eve episode. It's the last broadcast of 2024. Wow, the year has gone by quickly. And we thank God for bringing us to this place. And as always, it's our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it's me. It is your girl. It's your sister. It's your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And beside me is my life partner, my love, my best friend, my guy, my awesome co-host, my husband, Tyrone, and he's going to greet you at this time.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this special end of year edition of A Dose of Hope.
Yes, husband, we thank and praise God for bringing us to this place. And as we said, we are here on the last day of this year, New Year's Eve, and we certainly thank and praise God for keeping us all year long. I don't know where I would be if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Back in the day when I was a child on the children's choir, there was a song we used to sing. I'm not singing tonight, I promise you, so don't run away from your device. But it said, I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. That I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. And then it went on to say, and this is the part that gets me. Mm-hmm. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me?
All right.
Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if Jesus had not sacrificed his life? But guess what? I'm so glad he did. How about you?
Yes.
We thank and praise God for bringing us through this year, 2024, mm-hmm. and bringing us to this place at this time. And we're so grateful to each one of you who joins us here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for our episode, our broadcast, A Dose of Hope. And so before we get into our show, we're going to have our this or that moment as always. Husband, what are we doing today?
So today we're going to go video games or board games.
Oh, that's an easy one. I'm going to say 100%, hands down, I'm going board games all the way. I'm old school, and I like all those board games that we used to play coming up. I'm trying to think of some of them. Monopoly is the one that comes to mind, but even back in the day, you remember we used to play checkers mm-hmm. and chess and all those games that I grew up on, and I'm still a fan of them. I have all of them, most of them right here in our home.
Yes.
So, you know, we definitely raised our kids on them. You know, video games came into play too, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, we had the Atari 2600,
right.
and Game Boy, things like that. So anything past 19, I'm going to say 95 is too advanced for me. I'm going to stay in my lane, and I'm going to stick with the board games, the Atari-like games, the Pac-Man,
right.
Centipede,
right.
Donkey Kong.
Wow.
Okay, maybe I might say a little bit of both, but you get the drift. I love playing board games. How about you?
Yes, so I'm going to agree with you 100%. I rather would play a board game because I'm agreeing with you. Anything past the Atari joystick or maybe the Nintendo Wii. It's too many X's and ups and circles on these controllers now for me to even understand what's going on. So I'll keep it simple and stay with the board games.
Yeah, not taking anything away from those who are gamers, you know, because sometimes, you know, I can see them playing and I'm like, I wish I knew how to play that game right there. Because I got a lot of pinned up aggression I need to release. If I could just get in that game right there, I think I could do, a pretty decent job. But, you know, just the way, you know, the generation that we were raised in, definitely board games were a thing. And one game you mentioned that I forgot about, Wii. So that might have came around about the late 90s, yes. early 2000s. That was one that I did get into. As a matter of fact, every now and again, you know, I still do the Wii game because I, you know, that's fun. But overall, I enjoy board games. So now you got me thinking about some games to play in the next day or two. So be ready.
How can we forget Uno? Uno is our
card game. I was thinking about that. Yes, Uno and, you know, the other card games. I can't think of any right offhand.
Oh, Fish, War.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you go way back.
Yeah,
all those fun games that we played coming up. Yeah, it brings back memories. I'm feeling nostalgic right about now.
All right.
So that was a good one. All right. Well, as we said, this is our New Year's Eve episode of A Dose of Hope, and we wanted to play some good music for you today, as always. And our theme for this new year, the end of the year, should I say, going into the new year, is ending on a high note. In other words, we're ending this year giving God praise and giving him glory and giving him honor, because first and foremost, he's worthy.
Amen.
And he has kept us from January 1, 2024 to December 31st, 2024. And we're so grateful.
Yes.
So we want to share scripture with you, of course. And then we always like to play some good music to inspire you and encourage you. And we're going to go to Acts 16. And this is a familiar passage of scripture. We often hear it around this time of year, but anytime it is appropriate to talk about the word of God and the goodness of our God. So I'm going to read down just a little bit. Acts 16, starting at verse 16, it said, "One day as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved.' This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And instantly it left her. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews," they shouted to the officials. "They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice." A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape, so the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off." We're going to stop right there. We read down to 26, but I'm going to encourage you to keep reading. Read to the end, because it's going to bless you. But I've come to encourage somebody this evening, this afternoon, this last day of the year. No matter, Paul found himself in a situation, not because of anything he had done wrong. He was being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says, "Blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake." And so he was persecuted because he had cast this demon out of this young lady. And of course, masters were upset because she was their bread and butter. Mm-hmm. She was their way of making money.
That's right.
And so this mob formed, and we heard the story. But Paul, even in their difficult situation, even though they were physically in prison, even though they had chains around their feet, one thing that they knew to do, Paul and Silas knew, they loved God so much that they began to sing praises unto God, even in the jail cell. And this is what blessed me. It said the others around them began to listen. They began to pay attention, and they might have been wondering, well, why are they singing to God? And we locked up here. They locked up just like we are, yes, in this prison, in this place where, you know, we don't know what our lot is going to be. But Paul and Silas believed in their God. And because they did, they began to sing hymns and give glory unto God. In other words, they were going, ending it with a high note, giving God the praise. It said around midnight, going into a new day, they started singing praises unto their God. And here's what I love. Here's the gift. It said suddenly, there was an earthquake, and the doors began to open in the prison, and the bonds began to fall off of them. And we thank and praise God for his word, because I believe for somebody listening today, God's got a suddenly blessing for you. It's 5 o'clock. It's about 5 p.m. on New Year's Eve. And guess what, beloved? Even in these last few hours of this year, we still had time to receive what God has promised us, and he can do it suddenly before the clock strikes midnight into January 1, 2025. And so we come to encourage you to do like Paul and Silas did. End this year on a high note. Start singing praises unto God. Yes, start giving him glory and honor, because our God is worthy of it all. We know what God has kept us through, not just this year, but down through the years. There's a song that says, down through the years, God has been good to me. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Right.
How about you? And so, beloved, we just come to encourage you on this New Year's Eve, as we are getting ready to carry over, transition over to the new year. We want to encourage you in the Lord. Give God his praise that's due him. And here's what I love about it. I want to tell you a little bit about the end. Spoiler alert, I know I told you to read it, but the jailer, the one who was responsible to keep watch over them and was told, don't you dare let them get free. Don't let anything happen that they get away, because if they do, your life is on the line. And when he realized what had happened and the doors were open, and they said he was getting ready to kill himself, they said, don't do it. We're still here. They did not go anywhere. They said, we're still here. And the jailer, when he saw how their God had delivered them, he said, what must I do to be saved? And Paul and Silas and his team of ministers went and ministered not only to this man, but his whole household was saved. And so we come to encourage you, beloved, as we are getting ready to go into the new year. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge our God. He's going to direct your path and give him glory. Praise him in advance. Give him the glory before, you know, it happens. Yes. That's faith right there. And so as we prepare to cross over into the new year, we're going to play some good music for you to lift your spirits, to help you to get in that frame of mind just to give God praise and to give him glory and to give him honor. We hope that you will enjoy the music, and we'll be back in just a little while. And I couldn't get well. Would he hear my burden? And I can't tell.
you. Wish I could describe it, but I can't contain it. Can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture. Not enough words to ever say what I found.
Beloved, that is our show for today. And again, we thank you for joining us for this New Year's Eve episode of A Dose of Hope. We thank you for your love, your support, and your prayers all year long. We thank you for being faithful listeners. We thank you for encouraging us through messages and reaching out to us to let us know your thoughts about our show. And beloved, we pray that this new year coming will be the best one yet. Yeah, that please. You will be blessed with good health, prosperity, good success, and the favor and blessings of God will overtake you and your family. Amen. And so we're going to leave you with a passage of scripture, and then we are going to wish you a happy new year.
So we're going to be reading Psalms 150, and it says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequal greatness. Praise him with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with the loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord."
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you for reading that powerful scripture, familiar passage of scripture. It said, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." And so, beloved, we encourage you to end this year on a high note, singing praises unto our God, because great is the Lord and he is greatly to be praised. Amen. Well, beloved, we want to wish you a very happy new year from our family to yours, from our heart to yours. a happy new year.
Happy new year.
We thank God for you and wish you all of God's best. We would be remiss if we did not extend the invitation to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And as you know, it's as easy as ABC. A, admit what you have done wrong. Confess your sins unto God. And B, believe that Jesus died and rose again for the remission, the payment, the penalty of your sin. And C, confess and choose to allow the Lord to come into your heart, into your life as Savior and Lord. Pray and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins and to be your Savior and Lord. And if you do those things, guess what, beloved? You are saved. Hallelujah. I can't think of any other way to go into a new year, husband.
All right.
Hallelujah. Than to accept Jesus.
Amen.
As your personal Savior. It's about new beginnings.
Yes, it
glory
is.
Be to God. And so we encourage you from there to get connected with a Bible teaching, Bible believing, disciple making church so that you can grow in community with like-minded individuals,
Amen.
Believers that are going to pray with you, pray for you, and support you as you take this Christian journey. We thank God for you always, and as always, it is our prayer for you and your family.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, be blessed, be safe, be well. Happy New Year, everybody.
Year.
Take care.